Hundreds of Sikhs and a handful of allies from other religions started their day with prayers in the San Jose Gurdwara, or Sikh temple. Although Sunday is always an important day for Sikhs, Saktiv Singh Donaville says this particular Sunday, marking the one-week anniversary of the mass shooting in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, that left 6 people dead, was especially important.
We condemn any type of violence against any community. So we're just having an open house today, so anybody from the community can come in and learn about who the Sikhs are. So we are Americans here. We've been here over 100 years, and we're in all walks of life, and we want to be part of the community.
So how has the community, the Sikh community in the San Jose area, been impacted by what happened in Wisconsin?
Whenever something happens throughout the United States, especially of this magnitude, the whole community is saddened and, feeling kind of that we're here peace-loving, living in harmony with other religions, other communities, and why does this happen to us?
After prayers, people trickled in to Langi Hall for a vegetarian lunch, and several of them shared the significance of the day with KPFA.
Coming together here will give us a sense that, you know, we're not different in any way.
There may be differences between the Muslim and the Hindu and the Sikhism, but we're all like the same people. We're all human people. We're all the human race. So.
Sikh is a very peace-loving religion. We respect every religion, regardless of what religion, race, color people are, and they're most welcome in the Sikh Gurdwara.
I can feel the pain because, unfortunately, my wife passed away a year and a half ago, and that pain will never go away. And I sympathize with the families who lost their beloved ones, especially at a place where they had come to sing the praise of the God.
I think we have to come together as a humanity. We are all part of the same creatures. Whether you're a different religion, it doesn't matter. Humanity, I think, unites us all. And it's in this, the only silver lining I can see in this is it actually brings this entire nation as a small community together.
28-year-old Bupreet Kaur says she hopes people can learn from the Wisconsin tragedy and honor the bravery of people like Lieutenant Brian Murphy, who risked his life to intervene.
The fact that people say that it's mistaken identity, I feel that's wrong, because there's no such thing as mistaken identity. It's wrong to kill any innocent people.
And have you seen a lot of non-Sikh people coming out to support this as well?
Yes. I mean, I'm just overwhelmed with all the love and the support, and I just wish that, you know, it just continues like that.
What is it about Lieutenant Murphy that melts your heart?
Rather than worrying about, like, when officers came to rescue him, he says, go inside and take care of the other folks, rather than, you know, that's selfless service. And I really pray for his recovery. I mean, he was shot like 9 times. And, he's like, no, leave me alone, go take care of them. And that's selfless service. That's what we as Sikhs should promote or are promoting.
The main tenets of the religion are?
3 basic principles is Naam Japna, which is remembering God. It means seeing God in every single soul. And then Kirt Karni, which is do good deed. One chakra, basically one chakra is share with others that are in need.
Okay, and the final message that you would want to leave people with after today and after everything that happened a week ago today?
Not hate anybody and love. And there's really no point killing innocent people, because if somebody made a mistake, it doesn't mean you kill people of their religion.
Malika Kaur helped run a Healing Through Art station for children to make cards and draw pictures for the victims in Wisconsin.
For the kids, they see themselves, the only place they see it as home is America. They really don't understand why someone would come into a gurdwara, a community place, a place of worship, and commit such an attack. So we wanted to respond to kids in a way that was, you know, informed. We want to give them all the information, but also give them time to express whatever they might be feeling.
Kaur says it's especially important to honor the 2 children who warned the people inside the Oak Creek Sikh Temple last Sunday.
A bay and an a month in Wisconsin, an 8 and an 11-year-old, were there at the Gurdwara in Wisconsin the day of the shooting. They saw the shooter in the parking lot, and they just tapped into their resilience, ran into the temple, into the free kitchen, warned everyone who was making lunch. They ran down to the basement, warned everyone there. And so these kids are very inspired by those two children. And so they're writing cards directly to those two children to tell them they love them and how brave they think they are.
Some of the children spoke to KPFA about their art projects and their hopes for the future.
I'm Gita Koroka and I'm 8 years old.
And what are you doing right now?
I'm making cards for the people who got shot when someone came with a gun and shot them.
Uh-huh. And why is that happened all the way in Wisconsin? So why do you think it's important for you to care about the people in Wisconsin?
Because God is the one who made us all, and we're all friends.
And what message do you want to send to everybody?
That we should all live in peace and no war.
I'm Zoe, and I'm 10 years old.
And what are you doing today?
We're making cards for the people in Wisconsin and the people who died for their families.
And why do you think it's important to do that?
Well, it's because you should help the community, and it's really nice, too.
Yeah, and what message do you want to send to everybody? What should everybody learn after what happened in Wisconsin?
Don't chew. I mean, it's just not nice.
My name is Mokum.
And how old are you?
I am 9.
What are you holding right now?
I'm holding a card that I made for the people in Wisconsin that are suffering from the losses of the individuals that were killed in the incident.
Uh-huh. And why do you think it's important for you to be involved? Why is it important for you to care about what happened in Wisconsin?
Because this is my religion and I have to support them in whatever they do.
What message would you want to send to people?
I want to send the people of Wisconsin that don't give up, because you can get over anything that has happened and always believe in God.
Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, San Jose, California.